Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. The gang's all here back in Florida.
Yay, look at you on TV.
I'm on the TV, on the magic box, seeing my guys, sounding like I am normally, and very happy to be here. Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Oscar has sent the push. I have done the Facebook Live. We have reminded our audience that we are here, and let us go to Jeff in Wichita, Kansas. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Happy, wacky, wide open Wednesday, fellas.
Last piece of the puzzle, Jeff. This was our last little test, and there you are.
Yeah,
Jeff
is a
good
winner.
To me down here.
Jeff is a winner.
I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased.
57 years, and I finally win.
That's right.
Oh, good for you. I wish we could give you a prize. I feel like giving everybody a prize. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
You know what I'm most excited about is that Wide Open Wednesday has been carried over to our new fall season.
Excellent. Yes, I'm very excited.
Yes.
And, now we switched to Tuesday, and we did the
pumpkin
the
spice.
Birthdays. And the letters yesterday.
Exactly. And it was a great, it was a re-energized segment.
Mike, you
want to
know.
You were doing it solo.
And Mike,
job.
And he wouldn't let me play because I was like, hey, Rob, what's in your sack? And he's like, no, you're not a part of this.
No, that's not exactly what happened.
He was extremely rude. He did a really, really nice job.
Yeah.
A tad manic. Because
you know what? It gave me new appreciation.
Your pace was a little manic.
Gave me new appreciation for what you do.
Because it's a two-man game.
That's a hard
I
job.
I wanted to be you.
But I'm going to give you a free pass. Was there a time crunch a little bit?
There was a little bit of a time crunch.
Yeah, I knew that. You didn't do it because you were like nervous. You did it because you had to get all the letters in.
Oscar didn't include me.
No, Oscar had a scripted piece that ultimately he didn't do because he's a pussy. What happened is I gave him a copy of the mailbag, and then right away he ad-libbed something that wasn't there because we didn't have GIFs.
Well, Rob, you know, we could go on and on, but it's really not about your problems. We've got callers standing by.
That's right, and it's the new fall season.
Jeff King in Wichita, is there anything else we can do for you?
Thank you.
Yeah, I was wondering, I don't know if it's been discussed yet or not, is there going to be any kind of like a dress code or a style for the live show and all. I know Rob.
Oh, that is such a cool
call. Great.
You know what?
Topless for the ladies.
You know what, Jeff? Let me think about it because you know what? Didn't we have one at the State Theater that was tuxedos?
And it was beautiful. Good looking crowd.
I'm thinking most of the guys for this one, it might be nice. We've never done this before, but if the guys could dress as astronauts.
All right, stop it. I knew you'd do that. I knew you were going to do Shecky. See? Was going to do that. Let's put our brains on it and think about what we could do. I'm trying to think what would be
refugees
that,
too soon?
What would be
Westworld?
Too soon.
Rob's going to be a bunny or something.
No, I'm going to be a clown,
a
sir.
Rob is going to be a clown.
Offer me a shred of respect.
Rob's going to be a clown. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jesse in Dallas. Jesse, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi, Jesse. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call in and tell you guys how much I appreciate the show. You keep me smiling on days when I don't really want to smile, and I love the comedy. I love the content, and I just wanted to say thank you for what you do.
Well, Jesse, let me take really this nice. Moment to say, because of circumstances that are pretty stunning, I think my little guy's at the door. I
hear
this. Come on in, buddy.
Maybe he got the push notification.
Hey, play the door sound effect if he's going to come in.
Hold on just a second. Okay.
He was filming a special.
He was across the hall.
He's wrestling.
There he is. Isn't he marvelous?
The door is tricky here to the studio.
Oh, so. They probably have child locks on them.
I have to say this, and I will say it. I appreciate this. There he just blasted through the door. Oh, thank
you. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Little breaky.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That looks low carb, not at all.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wonder Stock
really
just went up 2 points.
Yeah.
I appreciate this.
If butter infused bread.
I appreciate this show.
Fortified.
Hey,
you know what? Hey, Jesse, are you listening to me?
Won't
the boys
burn
aren't.
With the butter.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? I appreciate you. I appreciate all of our listeners, and I appreciate this show. And it means more to me today for some
reason. Jesse from Dallas, are you into Texas toast?
All right. Jesse.
I guess with chicken fried steak, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So is Mike. We learned that
here
today.
Here I am making every effort to be sweet and reflective and
Mike, what's not, going
not
on
possible
now?
Possible on this show. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
What's going
the call.
On now
Thank
is the you. Phenomenon known as the duo cast, yes, in which yes. you have a topic, and then all yes. of a sudden, Oscar I and understand. Pony want to launch off on their
He's
own.
Excited.
Thing.
He's excited.
His personal chef blasted through with complex carbs.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Chris in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, you guys dealt with your crap yes. from Irma with Soggy. All that water. How you doing, Jeff? How you holding up?
Chris, yeah, but we're doing great.
Chris, sorry, Chris.
I'm currently down in East South Florida doing disaster recovery stuff with my insurance company. We just moved out of your town, out of Naples, and down into the Keys and North Miami Beach.
I will say this to you, Chris. You get a sense of what's going on when you drive by a church and you see a parking lot full of people standing in line for food. And that's still going on down here. And there are people that still don't have power down here. And I'll be mentioning it later in the show, not that it's all that relevant to the nation, but we've got a ride for Irma. I haven't done a poker run on a motorcycle in probably 3 years.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing that down here. And I got a call from my buddy at the Harley dealership, Six Benz Harley Davidson down here in Fort Myers. And 10 a.m., they've got a motorcycle ride down here for hurricane victims of Irma, and it sounds like you're in the weeds with that, too. A lot of people hurting down in this state of Florida right now.
Oh, yeah. Miami. I would say that Miami probably still about 20-25% without power.
Wow.
Yeah. They've got a little glitch over on the East Coast. Now, here's the problem with the East Coast. They were supposed to have power, according to Florida Power and Light, by the end of last weekend. Lo and behold, luckily for a lot of us, our babysitter got hers last night, and we got ours 2 nights ago. And slowly but surely, it's coming out. But as I said, when you come through the state, you know what's going on. And I'll get into that later. I don't want to do that right now on the calls. But do you work with an insurance company?
Yes, sir.
Did you find Mike's Bentley?
It's floating. It's floating right now.
It's the water Bentley, is it?
The water Bentley, amphibious. Yes. The amphibious Bentley.
They'll have cash instead of the car in return.
Let's go to Mobile, Alabama, and say hi to John. John, how are you? What can we do for you today?
I'm fine, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Good. It's good to hear you back, Mike. I had actually two DJ questions for
Ooh.
You.
Hey, man.
Hey, I can handle DJ questions.
My first question is, why is it okay to say goddamn on the radio and not anything else?
Praise Jesus. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Look, listen, man.
Oh, wait. Hey, man. Let him answer his DJ question.
I'm sure.
You mean like taking the Lord's name in vain, which really used to get me cuffed in the back of the head when I was a kid. I don't understand that, but there are certain things you can say and get away with. It's legalese, and as somebody who was in the weeds with it for most of my career, you can say that because it's not illegal to say that on the radio, so that's why you can hear that.
I think it turned about 92, didn't it? Switched to afternoons, that when it was okay.
Next question, John.
The next question is, do you find that the timing you require to talk up a record serves you in any other in any other place in your life, or is it just specific to that skill?
No, I mean, the That's fact is that, I can't speak Man. For other disc jockeys, but I will tell you, being a drummer, I think it goes backwards and forwards. I think being a drummer and having that rhythm, all DJs that did that, I would be stunned if they couldn't get behind a drum kit and keep tempo, because I think it's rhythm, and it also helps when you're practicing your own form of birth control. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I quote the great Patton Oswalt about talking up records. He said, "What a horrible thing to be good at."
Yeah, it's a terrible thing to be good at.
I think it's genius when people do it.
But it's fun, you know.
It is.
It's fun, and the cool thing about it is that you can do it all at all times, especially when you can test out your new equipment. That's the way it works, baby. That's right. You're listening to Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number: 888-920-6673. Hey, cue those big bass drums, won't you, please? There they are, everybody. Mm. Call from all over the country. We'll take your calls. We'll continue to take your calls. 888-920-MORE. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. anything you want to talk about, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's your life, whether it's Halloween just around the corner, doesn't matter to me. Elvis Presley on WAVA.
Take it easy, baby. I worked all day.
Woo! There you go.
Woo! Woo! Elvis Presley.
Let's take another call, and you can tell we've been out of shorts lately. Hello. Let's go to Tim from Silver Spring. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to call Mike. I'm glad things are getting to get on the mend, thinking of you and your family in the great state of Florida.
So am I, pal.
Yeah, the reason I called, I actually have a complaint, a problem.
What?
I like complaints. I like complaints. Send another push notification out, too. Send another push notification. Yeah.
These lazy Fs.
Come on.
Come on now. Come on. I'm back in Florida. I busted my ass to get this studio together. Hold on. Keep a sock in it for a second.
You were.
Yeah, I busted my ass to get this thing put together. Sweat coming off my fat ass for 2 hours yesterday and an hour and a half this morning. You know? Come on. You could at least call into the show.
Yeah.
888-920-6673, for God's sakes. Go ahead.
So my complaint, after yesterday's show, there was a random, one of the letters asked for a James Garner impression. Does that ring a bell for Oscar and Rob?
Yeah.
James Garner impression. Sure. Yeah.
So, right. So the Garner impression had, so I was driving to back.
Hey, hold on a second, Tim. Sorry. Let me put you on hold, and then we will come back to you. We have a quick connection issue after all the bitching. We'll get to you in 2 seconds. All right. Hold on.
All right, Tim, let's get back to you. We had a little glitch there. Let's pick up with your complaint. I'd love to hear from you. We are ready to believe you. Take it away.
Well, so I appreciate your technical difficulties. The difficulty I had last night after listening to somebody's James Garner impression from the calls is I went to back to school night with only a James Garner impression in my head. So when asked how are you doing, I said, I'm back to school night. How do you think I'm doing?
Well, it's great to be around with the teachers. Yes, sir. Have all the teachers gather there.
Here we are late on a Tuesday, and I'm walking around the school. And,
How old is your school-age kid?
The last night's back to school night, the second of two back to school nights, was at my eighth grader.
Nothing like middle school.
School back. School night, 2 hours late at night.
Thank you for the call.
Six periods of churning hormones. No one needs it.
So I understand you're the middle school science teacher. Well, I'm about to kick your ass over the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it. Yes, sir. All right. Let's take some more calls here. Let's go to Mark in, are you in San Juan, my friend? Hey, Mark, can you hear me?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Mark, are you how you doing? How you holding up right now? You're probably in the teeth of the storm, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, the eye of the storm is going to be here in 30 minutes. Well, not the eye, but the eye wall is going to hit San Juan where we
God
are.
God bless you, brother. How you doing? Tell me everything you're seeing right now.
All right, so this is Mark from the training ship Golden Bear, my other persona. I've been detached to the federal government. We're down here doing federal disaster medical. We're over on St. Thomas. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, trying to help him out over there. But then this bitch Maria came along.
She is a bitch. Yep, she is a bitch,
she's a
absolutely.
Category 5 bitch right now. So the federal government was nice enough to put us in the basement of a 5-star hotel. So it's a little bizarre. We're down here as the two radars in Puerto Rico have been destroyed by the storm. And all of a sudden, the Wi-Fi started working. I was like, Isn't it Wide Open Wednesday?
Oh, my God. In a Category 5 storm.
Wow.
You are something else. I could grab you around the... I could wrap my arms around you and hug you right now. You're in a basement, so you don't have any view or access to the outside right now. Would that be accurate?
Well, No, there's actually a fan that is being blown open, and we sort of peek up there and take a look, but it's just a wall of water. And they're telling us the hotel, which is built in 1990, it's a beautiful hotel. It's built to Miami-Dade standards. They woke us up at 4 o'clock in the morning and said, run fast down to the basement. So we grabbed our stuff and did. They said they've blown out windows and that every floor has an inch of water on it. And that this is the most hurricane-proof building in San Juan. So I can only imagine what's going on with the rest of this island and the U.S. Virgins and the British Islands. You know, they're probably, and it broke our heart. We had to leave St. Thomas. We were relieving the poor hospital there. Those people are unbelievable. They've been there for days and days and days and days and days. So we gave them a bunch of water and a bunch of MREs, and we hugged, and we gave them all the patches off our uniforms, and we promised we'd be back. So, you know,
Mark,
I don't know how the hell we're going to get out of here.
I can't even describe what...
You can't rescue someone if you have to rescue yourself. That's the first world rescue. So we're just hunkered down here eating five-star food, which is kind of bizarre. And
yeah.
Watching Vin Diesel movies, which is even more bizarre.
I don't know. This is in a very long career, this is one of the strangest calls I've ever gotten. Go ahead, Oscar. I'm speechless.
What's the spread? Food.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you have?
Well, we had bacon and eggs for breakfast. We had bacon and eggs with Snickers bars, which was kind of nice. And
you know, that's funny. That's what I had for breakfast.
I know. Well, they said, sir, would you like the Rob menu? And I said, oh, yeah.
Before, in case we lose
it, I'm in.
In case we lose contact with you, Mark, I'm going to ask you. If you can get to, I would love to get you to call us back, and you have carte blanche to call in anytime, you know, from this day forward. Because I will tell you, seeing what a borderline Cat 2, Cat 3 did to where I live down here, I don't know. I can't even fathom what a Cat 5 direct hit on Puerto Rico is going to do. But
There's no leaves on any trees. It's bizarre. So, Mike, I haven't been able to hear you guys for 2 weeks because there's been no internet. So how did your house make out?
The house miraculously made out extremely well. I've got some water damage in one of the bathrooms that I had previously from a skylight that looks like maybe it's got a little more damage there. But that is nothing. What is something is the tree damage out here. The landscape of my little community. Tree groves. Rows and rows, hundreds and hundreds of trees are gone, including a very, very mature palm tree out in front of my house that went down completely, which, by the way, I'll talk about it later. The people have already taken care of, which is stunning to me how they work down here. And then the palm fronds, all my neighbors have these palm trees, and up at the top of mine, it looks like my palm tree got a complete shaved head. There are no palm fronds, so I've got a stick in the front yard and the stuff. But that is nothing compared to what I've seen around this area, and I'll talk more about it. But you're in the belly of the beast right now, and when are they saying the worst of this situation will be over for you? Is it going to be an hour, 2 hours?
No, they're saying probably about 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
But it's only moving at 10 miles an hour, and, you know, being the bitch that she is, she might, you know, stop and buy some shoes or something and stick around, so we don't know.
And then your work really begins after that, I would imagine.
Yeah, so we've been working for 2 weeks, and, you know, the first...
Hello?
No, man.
Hello? Mm. He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
That is. He is a good guy, too. He makes, you know, contact with the show a few times a year. He's a good guy.
It is not.
And that makes him a much more impressive man, what we just
heard.
Here's
what I can't show you guys. I can't show you the backloaders and the heavy equipment you'd see excavating a construction site. That's down here across the water from me. Our skyline down here has changed dramatically. The mature trees that I've seen, and I didn't get a sense of it until I pulled right into my community down here, because when you're out on the main drags, this is one of the things they do well in Florida. I think Florida does really well with maintaining their highways and byways and not having some of this mature overgrowth near it. I'm trying to articulate because I'm having trouble.
Well, Mike, you didn't go through a Cat 5, but there's so much damage with the Cat 2, Cat 3. Can you imagine what's happening in Puerto Rico?
I'm looking in my backyard
exponential.
Something that's
even...
never going to be the same here. I'm looking at low to the ground shrubbery that is now in a different position. Everywhere you go down here, you see evidence.
Topography has been changed.
You see evidence of what it did, and then to hear this guy. And know what that's times, that's almost double the strength of what we had here. It's not even fathomable what that island is going to look like when all is said and done. I will tell you this, that this is going to be a humanitarian effort that they'll never be anything that's going to be close to it, with the Virgin Islands, with the Florida Keys, with the people of Texas and Harvey. And when the dust settles, not to get, you know, environmentally scientific on you, but when the dust settles, you have to address the issue of what's causing these storms.
Yeah, why did
and
it
is
happen?
Is it climate change that's doing that? And if it is, you know, good Lord, if we can cool things off a little bit, and I don't know. I mean, I'm speechless when I hear that. And there he is. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's a brave guy. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing if he wasn't brave. The courage that people have, including my babysitter who was down here and came out. How she came out on Monday or Tuesday after the storm to look at our home is there's so much courage and stuff. I'm overwhelmed by it, as I'm sure you can tell. I'm overwhelmed by what people did, and all I'm thinking of is what we're going to do, or I'm going to do, because something's got to be done. I can't sit on my fat ass and not get involved with help, and it's almost too much to take when you think of what they're going through in you know. And I don't know if you guys have been to Puerto Rico.
I've
been to Puerto Rico.
Someone.
And it's Puerto Rico. Oscar, would it be accurate to say, I always thought of Puerto Rico, it's like New York. San Juan is like New York City on an island.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's that same
full of culture,
density of population, everything like that. This is a city and my babysitter Carmen, who covered my butt, she's from Puerto Rico and she has family there.
Yeah.
And it's just
My father said something telling, because he spent almost 5 years in Puerto Rico. He said that when they had a and I heard it this morning from the governor of Puerto Rico when he was on CNN, is that, you know, some of these shelters may not be at capacity because the culture down there dictates who's got the strongest house. Go to the family member or the someone in the neighborhood that has, you know, a concrete shelter, which is at their home. And
this is the one that's scaring me.
But at the five category, it might be beyond that.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
This is the one that's scaring me, you know. And look, I think we saw an example of, what was it, Cat 4 that went through the Keys? And we saw that. And you had a lot of manufactured homes that had a lot of damage, but most of the homes down there took damage. Let's just say a prayer for the people down there that are, you know, hopefully in structures. But you heard that guy saying the strongest building in San Juan, all the windows are blown out of it.
And they have water on every floor.
It's just
scary.
Mother Nature, man, this season has given us a 1-2 punch. We thank you for your calls. We'll get the show started, but for the people of Puerto Rico, including that brave guy that called us, you know, let's say a prayer everybody there.
Amen.
We'll come back. I'll tell you all about my experience coming down here, and more fun and more thrills. Maybe not so much fun. I just got to vent a little bit.
Understood.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. Say, is it our home? All right. If I join you, I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
How did you get to be an airline pilot?
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what you call it sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, are you an airline pilot?
Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there, and high in the air and all, above all those white, fluffy things.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? I got to get to the airport because I'm flying a 740 to London tonight, and then the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago. I'll
see you. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That oldie but goodie is a gentleman by the name of Foster Brooks, and I remember my mom saying, and you know, he never drinks anything. He's never taken a drink. He's just a wonderful actor. I'll never forget. Every old lady in America said that.
It is so great when he would do a bit on the Dean Martin Show, and then he'd walk to stagger out of the bar, but then turn and bow.
Yeah, I know. As if to say, I'm really not this drunk.
Ha-ha, I'm an actor!
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the now. We are on air, on demand, heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. I don't know how loud I have to scream that, but, you know, after the Puerto Rico call, I think that's it.
Yeah.
The show is on now and brought to you by Draft. Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. And here's how it works. The draft lasts for just a week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. You're going to love it.
It's awesome.
And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now.
When?
What?
Huh?
Huh? And the best part is cold hard cash.
Yeah!
Woo!
Drafts start from a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Rob Spiewak won money this week.
Yes.
Very exciting. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or you can play right from your computer on playdraft.com. That's what I use. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make the first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. Yes, that's right. Play a real money game for free for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS, and we thank them. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, what a day, what a day, what a week, what a week.
Can I ask you a question about your neighborhood? Because you mentioned that there are palm trees that have been defronded, that they are totally, you know, naked up top. And we
mine is, to be honest with you, the rest of the palms, I you can't get your head around it because there are pockets that are that went through tremendous damage, and then there are other areas that didn't. It is widespread. So, but the equivalent is that when you get the wind gust that kicks up, I think that's what causes the significant amount of damage. I got a street that has palm, 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 and then you get to a third house and the palm tree is down.
Maybe it was
the
fronds
are gone.
Weak palm.
Could be ill.
Yeah.
The palm. Here's the thing. I got the strongest gust of wind appears to be in the front of the house. My house is tucked back between two houses. And so the person has deck damage. Their outside area damaged on the right, outside area damaged on the left. And I was spared that. And then what you really notice is they're taking trees out, like, you know, when you see up in Northern Virginia, when you'll see the excavators come in, like from Toll Brothers or somebody like that, and they basically just strip the land.
Yeah,
they just come in and
they're strip mining.
They just strip mine everything. That's what I'm looking at. But Mother Nature did it. Excavators didn't do it.
Now,
it's
scary.
It's mind boggling.
My question is this, because we don't have palm trees up here. Obviously, the climate won't support it. When a tree has all of its fronds ripped off, does it die or does it regenerate?
That's a question I planned
like
to ask
a lizard.
One of the guys down here.
Pull
I'm
a tail
sure.
off a chameleon, right.
This is driving back down here. It was, I was looking for it. And I you would see, the first thing I called you guys, I didn't see much more than the billboards that were shredded up on the highway. And then
Have been on purpose.
That you just see the trees. The trees are the thing that you see that are down. When you're talking about a Cat 4 or a Cat 5 down in Puerto Rico, you heard what he said about that. All the foliage is going to be gone. All the leaves are going to be gone. It's going to be summarily ripped off the trees. The trees that are standing will not have leaves on them anymore. it will look like you've seen the pictures on like Barbuda.
Yeah, and roofs.
Everything's gone.
Windows.
Yeah. It just sweeps the island clean. And look, for people that might be tired of hearing me talk about this, this is real for everybody in Texas. Mm-hmm. It's real for everybody in Florida. And my God, is it real for the people on Puerto Rico right now? The second thing I noticed is because down here, and I think because of down here, there are two things that happen. You have the massive industry of landscape work down here. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that work in that industry. Because of that, stuff gets taken care of
right away.
I can't even believe
Boom,
how
bam.
Quickly.
Right.
It's incredible how fast they are getting stuff taken care of. Secondly, I'm looking at Texas. I'm looking at Nebraska. I'm looking at Oklahoma. I'm looking at power trucks everywhere that are, you know, going, coming, and a lot of people leaving the state, which is a good sign. So the help that we got, this is what it's all about. I mean, this is a country. I said this on Facebook last night. I am so proud of the people of this state, but I'm proud of the country because of the work that was done to help everybody. And this is in spite of the government.
Right.
You want to hear the main bitch from people down here? It's FEMA. Shocker. Mm. The Federal Emergency Management Agency. They're not, you know, they're
they can't
moving.
Do it. Yeah.
They're moving at the speed of government. You know who's not moving at the speed of government? The volunteers, the people that came in for relief,
uh-huh.
the people that came in to do everything. It's just this feeling of well-being that you get when you see the people that are doing that. With that said, the 20% or so, I think, over on the east coast of Florida that are without power, I can only imagine how they're feeling right now. Look what I'm doing. I'm sitting here. It looks like somebody just sent a tornado through here.
You're doing your show.
I've got power, and I'm talking to you on a cable.
This actually is Fidelity blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. Yeah.
I cannot believe
it. And you made it in 3 days.
That's right.
S-A-D. Yeah, you're such a little prick. I said that to you when I texted you. I said, thanks for that, you little prick.
The only capital letters in the entire text were in the word prick. It was like E.E. Cummings other than that. Yeah,
you know what? He's giddy because he's got his little bachelor party.
Yeah,
he does. Woo! He does.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will dive into the wonderful world of, I think that's a delightful palate cleanser. When we're talking about hurricanes, let's talk about bouncing boobies when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks. 3 days, you little
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys, girls, ladies, and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, believe it or not, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, member of the Eagles, Joe Walsh.
Wow, what a booking.
Joe is here. He's going to talk about an upcoming concert,
Gary,
that will benefit veterans. It is absolutely wonderful to talk to him this week on the show. Also, Gary and I consider putting on a boxing match for charity where we box each other.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I want a ringside seat for that.
Yeah, and they're going to get a t-shirt.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy.
Everybody is happy.
Is everybody happy?
It's fun. It's easy for her. It's yummy for me. There's always something new. It's the better way to cook. It's less than $10 per person per meal. You can't beat that deal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients. I have to say, less than $10 per person per meal, but it's gourmet food. It's like eating in a restaurant.
I had gnocchi the other day, Shannon made.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it was delicious.
It's
absolutely delicious.
It's like a potato pasta.
Oh,
right?
My God. I said, is there any more of that gnocchi?
It's noodles.
My sister loves it. My wife loves it. Blue Apron, you're going to love
it.
You can do it all in 40 minutes or less. Recipes don't repeat within a year, so you're never going to get bored. And with no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries when you want them. How do you like some soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans? Or skillet vegetable chili. There we go. With cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits.
Oh,
my God.
Tis the season.
Yeah, try making cheddar drop biscuits without, like, the instructions, right? Blue Apron helps you with that. Your stomach will send you a thank you note. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Don't wait.
I mean,
don't wait. Don't wait. Do it you now. Don't wait.
You're kidding me? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Next week on Wide Open Wednesday, I require a better effort on the part of
Slack Nation.
Yes.
Work harder.
That was ridiculous.
Come
Guy
on.
Guy calls from the basement in Puerto Rico in a Cap 5. Meanwhile, everybody else is out there going, and by the way,
What about James Garner?
You know, that was a nice call.
That was before that.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was early.
So our boy Oscar's getting married in a month. And,
yeah.
A month. He's taking 3 weeks. 15 days.
15 days.
Getting shorter all the time.
We got a live show coming up in November. Yep. So, you know, all of a sudden, fall is here.
She signed the prenup.
She did sign the prenup. Yeah.
It's a very awkward conversation.
How many pages was it?
Like 4 pages, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Who gets the dog?
Yeah.
I win. Anyway.
Well, you've also been married 3 times.
Yeah. Fool him once.
Yes.
Shame on him.
4 pages. You want to know mine?
Yes.
At a zero. Anyway.
It was the Encyclopedia Britannica of prenups.
I did mine on LegalZoom.
It was the Encyclopedia Prenuptica. That's it.
Encyclopedia Divorcica.
Now, but I will say,
I was like, Shannon, what if you win the lottery and we get divorced? You'll have to pay me palimony.
That's right.
Like, you don't want to do that. That was a nice selling point.
That's good. Mm. Here, have another glass of wine, dear.
You are such a little boy. You really are. I swear to God. You know what? One of the things
about. Does she even play the lottery?
No.
You see, you're a jerk.
So it's nice 50-50 right down the line. Here it is. Oscar's going to Lost Wages this weekend. He's got the bachelor party. Give me the guest list. Who's coming out to your Oscar's party?
We've got luminaries such as Todd Moore. We've got...
Wait, now, what is the deal? I have to ask you. Stop you right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Moore.
Yeah.
When he went rogue, like 6 months ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Where's he been? How come he doesn't come by the show anymore? He does Tech 4. Does he hate me? Is that what it is? Does he hate me?
He doesn't even come in to do Tech 4. He Skypes in.
Well,
the district. He doesn't come to my house. He lives less than a mile away. He Skypes in to drink.
Can we get him on the phone? Can we get him on the phone at some point?
Absolutely.
To find out what's
we
up.
Could
do you
Skype
agree,
him
Rob?
In.
Where's he gone? You know, and he's gotten super like weird online, I think. Too.
There's a
you
lot of that. Mean? Where right? have all the flowers
I play
gone?
Overwatch with him on a regular basis.
So that's not normal behavior, though. That's
I mean,
a
we
video
have like
game.
5 hours of chit-chat and killing aliens.
Okay. I just need to know where his head is at.
Yeah. He knows they're fake aliens,
and
right?
It's so funny, as the night progresses, he or I or both of us get more and more hammered.
Like an episode of Tech 411.
That sounds like normal behavior. Yeah. So he's okay.
And we start
so Todd
mother effing people online.
Todd's coming to your bachelor party.
Yes.
Is Dominique coming with you?
Dominique has, he just got back from Morocco. So the idea that he leaves his family again with 3 kids, that
went. He was
went,
shooting a road picture, Mike.
That went bye-bye. And I gave him a pass as well. I said, you just got back from Morocco. Mm-hmm. I understand.
I understand. Yes. Who else? Yeah. So Todd Moore.
We got Michael Corleone.
Yes.
Come from the West Coast.
We've got my brother, Jose, who helped set all of this up, and Ronique will be with us as well.
Meaning, because he's a Vegas
contingency.
Yes.
By the way, I'll be doing a meetup in Las Vegas.
Of course you will. And 3 podcasts.
And I'll put it out on Facebook here. I'm getting all the details. I need to figure out the schedule.
None of your, so Todd's your only East Coast. None of your, like, Chad or Drab or any
no,
of these guys?
No, you were invited. You gave me a hard no through your wife. I invited Chad. He gave me a hard no. I invited Drab. He said a maybe and then backed out. Mm. So that's it.
All right, well, you know, you don't
just like the fruit bars.
You'll be so it's just a small group. I feel as though that you doing a meetup. I feel sad for him a little bit.
But that's what he does.
Like, we should have represented a little bit.
Mike, if I'm going to do dirt, I'd rather do it with 3 witnesses instead of 10. All right?
Hey, will you at your meetup?
If the blow breaks out or some stripper decides to get handsy, I don't need too many witnesses. All right? And I don't even do blow, but I will get a handsy if I have to.
If you have to. Yeah, and it's required. It's in the state law.
You know, you can touch here. Oh, okay.
When you're doing your meetup, Would you FaceTime with us?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, you know, text
everybody
ahead.
Say hi to Mike, and Mike just hangs up on us.
Click.
What do you mean FaceTime? Like FaceTime with when we're doing, we're not doing the show.
No, no. But if he's doing a meetup,
yeah, I can FaceTime you into the meetup.
Rob.
Yeah,
FaceTime with Rob.
Jolene, I expect you to be there. I'll get the details ASAP.
Jolene. No.
If you FaceTimed with me, like in a gentleman's club,
I can't do that. They'll kick you out.
They
Mike.
Won't let you do it. In
you
a
haven't been
club,
in so
yeah.
long. You don't know the rules of engagement. That's so
I
sad.
Been in so no, long.
Damn it!
Is,
and if anyone pathetic. Knows about engagement, it's Mike O'Mara.
So you're going to
Shannon's what, words. Please don't sleep with a stripper.
Isn't
Shannon,
that a John Denver song?
I don't have my own room.
Please don't sleep with a stripper. So any like culinary adventures planned? Like
we're
nice
going
dinner?
To Prime, I think.
That's nice. Oh, yeah, or, free
I
delivery.
Know, I don't even know what that is. Hey, yeah, Amazon Prime, they're bringing the steak right to your house.
Click here and we'll have it to you by 5 p.m. tomorrow.
It sounds
we
like
we have three reservations. Also...
Oh, what are you doing? You're doing like a stunt thing, right?
Yeah, we're going off-road, dune buggy, all of us in the desert. Then I think we're going to be driving
holes in the desert.
Exotic cars, Mike, we're looking into, or we get on the racetrack and drive cars we'll never afford except for Todd and Michael Corleone and my brother. I'm the only odd man out.
Todd will be excited to drive a car that's less expensive than his daily driver.
So is Michael Corleone wealthy? Is he?
Oh, yes. Well? Multiple times over. He's always done very well.
And Todd, of course, we know Todd's Todd very does successful.
Yeah, my brother's very successful.
He doesn't hang with the dregs. This is Oscar Santana.
And look, if you go to a club when you're 10 deep with dudes, you're not getting in anywhere. 4 deep, you got a shot.
Ron Eagle help you.
Yeah, Ron Eagle.
So
help
will
us.
You be
Chain
doing
Smokers
the
on Saturday night, I think. We're going to go see them.
Oh, that's good a great band.
And then I think Topless Pool Sunday morning, if that's if they're working on here.
Oh, that's
T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Will they throw you out of the Topless Pool if you FaceTime me there?
I could. I mean,
it's not the same rules. Not the same.
Not if you're in the command and everyone's hammered, but I still would feel like a creep.
Well,
I will be back Sunday
chance.
Night and here for like, Monday. It will not take me 5 days to go across the country. I will be here.
Well, you have
time.
The magic of using an airplane, you jerk.
Yeah.
You're not traveling with a wife and a kid and two
could
dogs.
Could I clarify something? I was talking to Drab actually asked about you yesterday before Big O and Dukes, and I said, yeah,
thank
Mike's
you, Drab,
back at home.
I appreciate that. How's married life?
And I said, not
Oscar
very well.
Oscar said, still alive.
I said, I was breaking Mike's balls about Chad getting to Arizona in a day and a half. He goes, he didn't make it in a day and a half. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I think he made it. He might have. So I don't know if he made it to Arizona a day and a half. He confirmed.
Well,
I said it was quick.
You will take solace in the fact that that got me pumped up and ready. But I mean, no,
you're like,
it was
this
actually,
rat bastard.
No, we were sitting there at 10 o'clock. I think we were looking at the arrival time would have been 10:16, 10:20 when we got into Gainesville. And, you know, we stopped for our last gas stop. And Carla, I think the actual words were, you should know this. You should be aware of this. He said, you want to go for the whole thing? I said, nope. F Oscar. that was it. The thing about it is, I should
nice
be,
to be thought of.
Yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Love
yeah.
being thought of.
Nice.
I should be better rested. I got a great night's sleep.
Sleep number
last night, being in my own bed. But the thing is, it's just it's an emotional drain, and it would have been funny if this is what Mrs. O'Mara said to me at dinner last night. We went to our little place that happened to be open, our little Mexican place here. And, you know, she's got me on the margarita train. And so I'm all about going to this place because she
toot,
used to go
toot.
For the margarita. Oh, it's I love margaritas now. I love margaritas now. It's my new favorite drink.
So sure. New so man we know right here.
We sit there and I...
Skinny.
And she said, she said something along the lines of... you know, I told you you're not going to Las Vegas. And when I told you, and I, whatever she said, it was something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I looked her in the eye and said, oh, hold on just a second. I said, you know that I mentioned this. And then you said you expressed displeasure. And then I made the decision.
That was your decision.
To go.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you happen to say I told you not to go, I said, I looked her dead in the eye. I said, if you say it that way, you realize I'm going back to the home and making a reservation.
You have
today.
To go if she says it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
I said, the rule is, you understand the way I play. The rule is, you know, Mr. Three Times Married. The rule is that if you tell me to do something like that, as though I'm your child,
right?
I will have, well, Pony and I talked about it, defiance syndrome.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Hey, somebody's nice enough on Wide Open Wednesday to call the show. Let's go to, hold on. Let's go to Derek from Utah.
Hi, Derek.
Derek, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
We're great. Right,
just about awesome. As well as your Bluetooth is doing. How? What can we do for you, Derek?
I just wanted to call and say hi. Been wanting to call for years now, but never get the chance.
What's going on in Utah, Derek? What are you up to?
Oh, just a whole lot of work. I run a multi-housing development out here in a beautiful little town called Pleasant Grove.
That's wonderful.
Sweet. Do you have lots and lots of wives?
Oh, Rob.
Mormon
I do
joke.
Not. But oddly enough, my wife's nephew is married into a polygamous family.
Oh. Must be great Thanksgivings. So,
Derek, how close do you get to that? Do you ever get to see that side of the family and see the Mormon folk that are like super religious and have lots of different family members?
I have. It's definitely interesting when you...
All right, that's not good. Sorry.
No, Mike, you should have let it go because it was definitely interesting.
It was definitely interesting.
I love hearing firsthand accounts of polygamy, though. It really interests me.
He's ramped up. Is he not ramped up?
He's very excited. Very he is.
You know, well, she signed the papers, Mike.
The papers!
Just in case anyone is out there, Oscar, are you willing to... I know you're doing a meet and greet, but are you willing to mention the adult clubs that you will be going to?
You know, Vegas changes so quickly. I hope the Experiment Rhino 2 is still what it was 5 years ago.
By the way, that is about the most disgusting name for a club. I mean, if you ran a computer program, you couldn't come up with anything worse than Experiment Rhino 2. That means there's another one that's not quite as good.
Experiment Rhino 2.
The Experiment Rhino 2.
It's a Mormon chain.
Let me check some of the ones. I did some research. Since I can't be with you, I actually did a little research.
Yes.
And these are not necessarily near the Strip. These are actually in the, you know, it's a huge metropolis.
Off the Strip.
Las Vegas now. There's one here that I recommend. This has no cover charge. Stickies.
Oh,
Stickies.
Wow.
Stickies. Stickies has.
Is that IES or Y apostrophe S?
It's IES.
Okay. Ask for it by name.
You tip in pasties.
It's wonderful.
With real paste
and Band-Aids.
All right, hold on, let me see.
Stickies. There is no glass slipper. I already looked that up.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Now, this is a gentleman's club, it says, but it's also got food. Beth's Doghouse. I'm not sure what they're going to have. I'm making these up.
Must be near per month.
Right
per month.
Feel free to join in.
I'm glad that Beth is still in the business.
She's doing right. You apparently, it is a $5 cover at Beth's Doghouse.
Yes.
And you get a Chicago-style dog. And they say, Beth's Doghouse, best dogs in Vegas because they're boiled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm
That's
not,
not
sure
where
what
I
that
go
means.
When I'm on this trip, Mike.
Where do you go when you...
I go to another place. It's sort of a hole in the wall, but it's nice because it's got a family feel. It's called Swabbers.
Gross. You know what? Enough.
Swabbers is
gross. Yeah. You know, Mike,
it has the letter B right on there because they're not quite... They passed... The health regulation.
This weekend.
Our work is done. That's fantastic.
We might be boned as far as parties go because it's the iHeartRadio Awards.
Like, oh, my God.
You know what?
Ryan Seacrest is going to be there.
It's funny you mentioned that, Oscar, because it's not a gentleman's club, but it is an after-hours club. Boned is what it's called here. I'm not sure. They've got, it's a black logo with just the letter boned. The word. I have no idea what that entails, but you can go there like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I can't wait. Beverage.
Don't forget, they have a frequent users card. Make sure you get it punched at Boned.
So the iHeartRadio convention is going
no
on?
The awards. So all the annual concerts.
What are they
going to
give each other? What are they going to get? What are they going to give for an award? Like your own Chapter 11 filing?
I'm not concerned with their finances. I'm concerned with how booked all these clubs and hotels are going to be.
Probably not as much as it would have been 2 years ago when their stock was actually trading at a reasonable price.
Yeah,
that's it. The iHeartRadio.
They're all. I found at the gentleman's club that they're going to be at. It's called iHeartRadio.
iHeart Radio, yay.
Fantastic. Bunch of DJs.
Hey, man, who has change for a $5?
And if you want to go way outside the city, you can go to, Sly Stallone's Raincoats.
Oh, no!
We'll take a break. I don't know what that means. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday.
You know what that means.
It means it's mailbag day on TMOS. Tuesday's the day where Rob reaches into his bag and pulls out your letters and emails for Mike to read. Got a birthday greeting? Send it to Rob. Want to hear an impression? Send it to Rob. Just want to say hey? Send it to Rob. The guys also love packages, too. Send your note to Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you want to be old-timey, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Tuesday is mailbag day on The Mike O'Mara Show.
When are we going to get him, like, on? I need to thank him personally for all this
stuff. Book him for a...
For God's sake, if we had that effort being put forth in our own production department, we'd be stunned.
Yes.
That's amazing. That guy works harder and he doesn't get paid. He just does it out of love. That's amazing to me. That's
you hear
incredible.
That, Marcus?
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Rob?
I think it's fantastic that he does
welcome
that
back
stuff.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Does that give you any pause at all, though, that those are generated so prolifically by that gentleman?
I think that he does a really, really great job, and I like having other voices on the show. I think it mixes it up nice.
He truly has a unique voice. That gentleman's name is Jim Amato. Jim,
yes.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen up. I have a question for you. Yes, you, the one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus show package, is it because you crave something shiny and new? Well, we listen. And for our new fall season, we are proud to introduce the brand new Mike O'Mara Show Pumpkin Spice Bonus Package.
Yes!
It has all the laughs and thrills of the original bonus show, plus the added kick of pumpkin. Buy it now before we run out. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week with a yummy flavor that screams autumn. This fall, don't suck without giving back to us. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and thank you. It's the middle of the show. We'll spotlight this again.
Okay.
But one of the things I was thinking about as I was driving down Hurricane Alley was the fact that we have not mentioned what we teased, which is the announcement of our band for NOLA. We're
right.
Very, very pleased to announce Rob Spiewak. I don't have the stuff in front of me. I know you know this band. This is going to be one of the things we're doing. By the way, the comedian situation, is that where is it with our boy? Is he in or out? I mean, because we're
in
that.
Or out. That's what I'll be this weekend in Vegas.
What?
Okay, so that's a we don't know.
Don't put this on me, Mike. This guy.
No, texted, I'm not. I'm thinking. I was actually putting it on him.
Yeah, so this guy texted me last.
How they put on you when you're late for work?
Yeah, well, I wasn't late today.
That's
right. Where were you?
1 minute before.
Where
nine.
Were you?
That's fantastic.
Were you on
what?
Time? No, you were
yes,
setting
was
up the
time.
Studio. I was ready to
no,
go.
I was on.
Been here
was
the whole time.
Tony, would you like to tell? Would you like to tell Oscar
what is going on?
What did he get dicky all of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
I do what I want. Listen, gentlemen.
I'm not going to sign a prenup. I don't have one.
I talked
remember
to,
that.
See
anyway,
you Dickies.
Pony,
Stickies.
Pony, what time was I in
are
the
you
studio?
Saying you're going to fire me, Mike? Is that what you're threatening right
I'm
away?
Saying, I'm saying I don't have a prenup. That's what I'm
well,
saying.
Well, you also don't have anybody else that can run these operations on this side of the board.
That's up for debate. Pony, let me ask you.
Yes.
We're all replaceable.
Actually,
that's
some
true.
Some might say seamless. But anyway, Pony, tell them what time I was in the studio.
I think I saw you sign up right about 8:30. I saw you sign on
thank
and
you.
You're ready to
thank
go.
You.
Were we
thank
ready
you
to go
much.
When we
yes.
started the show?
Well, I mean, he was ready to connect and he was doing his thing in the studio.
You see, you got to choose sides. You choose Mike. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good call.
He
well
signs
done.
The check.
Yeah, he does sign the check.
Actually, right. I do, but I use his name.
Rob Mayer texted me last week because I was like, I told him to kick rocks. He said, we already got the drop dead date was over, right? And then he texted me last week.
Yeah, let me, I don't care. If,
yeah.
Since we brought it up, let's
yes.
pull. Because right. I was not reacting to you when you got defensive there. I was reacting to this guy. Let's pull back the curtain. I don't mind who knows this.
Okay.
Rob is somebody who's been, very, very funny on the show, and he's come by. And I said, it'd be nice kind of to throw the guy a bone and have him open for us in NOLA. And then you came to me and said there was some, like, conflict he had, and then he was kind of hemming and hawing over that. And that's usually the reaction for something.
This
like
is what
that.
I got.
He found the Lord.
Remember, you write me, I'm gonna tell the world. All right,
yeah,
so
okay,
good chance I have a November conflict. Got offered a 2-week Middle East tour for the Armed Forces Entertainment, that's for the troops, right?
Right.
So I was
absolutely.
Like, okay, need yeah, to sure. know. Congrats to you. I'll mm-hmm. talk to Mike once you have confirmation, right? Yada, yada.
So that said that, now I'm going to catch up here.
Yes.
Because that's the last time we discussed it.
Yes.
And you and I both reacted the exact same way, which was, yeah, hey, that's a gig.
It's on forces. You're on tour.
No problem. What Oscar and I do not react well to, and we should be on the same page here, Oscar, not fighting with each other over Rob Mayer, because the fact is, what we don't react well to is hemming and hawing and leaving us, you know, we're buttoning up a lot of stuff.
Be definitive.
This is Friday of this past week, because I essentially circled back to him and I said, what's the story? And he said, not 100% sure. I was like, well, we're going to have to move forward without you. Right? Because we can't just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, because he had this gig, but he didn't have this gig. So we're kind of waiting. We're not going to be second choice
again,
for this.
So and it's not ego-based. It's just planning, logistics, operations.
Yeah, we just want to get it lined up here.
So Friday, 1:54 p.m., he writes.
This past Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
There is a chance that my trip could be moved to the 15th to 30th, so I'll keep you posted unless it's too late. So he's cognitive about how he's circling back to the hot chick, right?
Right.
Let me give it some thought. Hold on. There we are. Oh, okay. Dear. Thanks, Rob. Thanks a lot. Rob, you want to know why that L is permanently stenciled on your forehead?
Oh, no.
Because of crap like this. Done. Over. Thank you.
So
thanks a lot.
So my response that said, I'll definitely ask. Just need to know what's going on ASAP. He wrote this. I am at the mercy of my guy, so I'm not sure I'll let you know for ASAP. He's at the mercy of five bases. I said, let's wait and see before we definitely talk to Mike.
There we go. Mike's been talked to. Mike's been talked to. So we'll be having an opening act soon to be named. We're gonna get. Let's get cracking on that. We'll have a magnificent band. We have a magnificent band, and now finally, Rob, I have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very excited because we have a fantastic band, and we have made our selection. We actually made it about a month ago. We just haven't gotten around to
it. We got a hurricane.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen.
The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans, and we are going to have a fantastic live band. Lay it on us, Rob Spiewak.
Get ready for the ultimate 90s experience, the party and show band entitled Gump Fiction. Gump Fiction is a 90s experience.
You know what? Bury the lead. Why don't we start again? Let's hold on. Hold on. Stop it.
God. Do you hate our show?
Right. No, I hate you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is without the fluff. Ladies and gentlemen, let's announce the fantastic band that will be headlining. I normally take this stuff in-house, but we're going to kick it over. We're going to outsource it. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
The ultimate 90s experience, Mike. Say hello to the party and show band, Gump Fiction.
Gump Fiction, ladies
playing
and gentlemen.
Playing all your favorite 90s hits. They are fantastic. They can see representation of their act at Gump Fiction, spell it like it sounds, .com. They've got a great website, a great sound, and an incredible playlist. You're going to have a blast with this band.
You done?
I am.
Representation?
Right, you!
Gump Fiction, what did we have? 6-7 bands that were very kind.
It was a battle
submitted.
Of the bands.
It was a battle of the bands.
We these guys, there was something about their professionalism and the fact that their enthusiasm level really was off the charts that we said, let's do these guys. Gump Fiction.
And keep in mind, this is not Third Eye Blind you're listening to. This is Gump Fiction.
Yeah,
this is
the
band. Turn it up. Let's listen to them. A lot of fun. We're looking forward to that.
So, awesome. And we appreciate their enthusiasm and their professionalism. And we look forward to sharing a stage with them and the thank you notes they will send us for all of the exposure we're providing.
Yes, yes, Oscar Santana.
We've got another international call, Mike.
Oh, let's go. Let's go to Colombia.
Narcos.
a second. That caught me by surprise there. Anyway, the whole thing caught me by surprise. Let's go. Colombia, Maryland. Colombia. Columbia.
The country.
Both
the
great.
Country. Luis, hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away.
Hi, Mike. Rob.
Hi.
Oscar.
How are you?
Oscar, Bolivians are just as bad as narcoing as Colombians, so
yeah, man.
Don't
I'm not running around saying it's okay. I'm just saying that's where we're from. By the way, they didn't make a miniseries about my country. Thanks for nothing, the drug wars.
Hey, ask if he hates our show.
Hey, do you hate our show?
No, not at all. I've been listening for ages.
Hey, I heard there's a rumor, and not to besmirch your wonderful country, but can you get like top shelf escorts for like $60 there?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Luis, we are up on a break. What can we do for you, my friend? We're up on a break. We ran a little late thanks to Rob Mayer.
I was just calling to say hi, to tell Rob to F himself. And Oscar.
See? He hung up on me.
Oh, he died.
He didn't like that escort taste, question.
A little taste for everybody. All right. Well, that was a segment for the time. What, Rob?
Top shelf escorts, Mike.
You got it in. Yes. That was a segment for the fucking time capsule. Let's take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You know what, Mike? Come to rehearsal. That's what I have to do. Make sure it's all in front of my fat ass. There we go. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. In the new economy, this is a wonderful opportunity for people to make more money. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the trips. It's really an incredible deal. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced, and we've been saying that a long time, so I'm sure it's more now. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So, join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Woo!
Boo.
Show blew by. Damn.
Yeah, but that last segment, man. My God almighty. You know, it just brought me back. I was so giddy when I came in here, and that just, you know. I mean, just keep tabs on.
Well, it's Rob Mayer.
It's his fault. Before I get to the news, let's go right down the line, okay? This is the ABCs of me of
right.
Like mood, okay? Can you see my hand? Yeah, you can see my hand on the monitor here.
Yes,
okay.
You're at a high.
We start and I say it's right here, and I'm like, you know, I've forgotten to mention Gump Fiction as being our house band for NOLA, we might as well get to that because
yes.
I teased it like 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
So we get that, and then we go into the comedian.
The Rob Mayer issue, yeah.
I do a sigh. Oscar thinks I'm reacting to him when I'm not, and then Oscar launches into a Mike is tardy thing, and Mike takes 9 days to get down to Florida. So that whittles me down to here, okay? So I get down to here. Then Oscar starts to explain the situation with Rob Mayer.
Which was pretty riveting. Backroom stuff.
Yes, probably interesting behind the curtains, but when the end result comes, which I did not know the answer to, the mood goes down to this level, okay? Then I kick it over to Rob Spiewak to announce the band, and Rob's not prepared for it, and so, you know, just like when I'm not prepared, sometimes the announcement, let's just say, is not stellar the way we do
that. It was subpar.
It did not sizzle, no.
So then it goes down to there, and, well, that was it. That was the break as far as I was.
The Columbia call could have saved it.
The Columbia call was subpar.
Yeah, Carl.
And I wouldn't
answer the escort question, which is not, you know, you didn't come to play ball.
Yeah, it was not what I would call the stellar break.
I have a brief side note. The reason why I asked that, I have a friend that goes to Columbia on a regular basis.
To get hookers?
I finally asked him what he's doing down there, right? And he's like, hey, man, don't say anything, but.
And this is Oscar not saying anything.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows him. Exactly. So I was like, he said, you know who Sofia Vergara is? And I said, yeah. He goes, imagine two of them for $120.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I said, and this is a business?
There you go.
Why am I getting married?
You can truly make your own modern family.
Yeah. Speaking of men behaving badly, gentlemen, Billy Bush and his wife, Sydney Davis, are separating after 20 years of marriage. And, of course, there's speculation that the Donald Trump grab him by the had something to do with it. When the tape came out last year, a source told the New York Post, quote, she was so furious that she refused to speak with him for a while, and she's still furious. I got so many thoughts on this because, look, Billy Bush was doing what we've
He's
done.
He's a DJ!
Yeah, he was the DJ. Trump did all the time. But, I mean, it's unfortunate. They're having marriage problems. He didn't apologize to her for the embarrassment he caused in his statement. Go back and listen to the tape. I'm trying to figure out where the fault in Billy Bush is.
Z104.
Billy was a good guy. I know Billy Bush.
Always
Billy's
nice
a good
to
guy.
You, right?
I feel bad for him. Losing his multi-million dollar gig at the Today Show couldn't have helped, but was the fallout bad enough to end their marriage? Billy's rep is downplaying the split. Here's the quote. It's not true that Billy's wife has left him after almost 20 years of marriage. They have separated for the moment to evaluate their life together. They love each other and their children deeply and are committed to a bright future. I say this, my personal knowledge of the guy, I'm rooting for Billy Bush. Billy Bush is one of the people that got summarily screwed by being in the jet wash of Donald Trump, and it's unfortunate that happened.
And
yes, Oscar.
Sometimes in this business of show, because I really took a deeper dive, I've been obsessed with Billy Bush ever since he's been on Z104 and he made it to NBC and then went made it out to Access Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. And as a younger broadcaster, you find trajectories for careers. You're like, oh, how did this guy do that? How did this guy? You try to map those out. Now, none of that worked out for me, but I know this, that Billy is probably has been working at a breakneck pace for so many years, and per insider's knowledge, which I read about, is that when this all went down, he really took a break and like kind of took a essential audit of his life, right? Yep. And in that time, is it fair to say, Mike, that you can figure out certain things are working for you and certain things aren't working for you, whether they're good or bad? It doesn't matter, right? You get to reflect.
Yeah. The thing about it is that...
And if someone gets divorced, that doesn't mean that their life is over.
No, it doesn't mean their life is over. And the thing about it is you also think... what I would say is there are other issues beyond that. You don't know what the real deal is there. The thing about it, I'm talking about the specific incident itself.
Oh, he got burned. He got burned by the Trump situation.
I'm not even talking about the divorce situation. I'm talking about his career.
Yeah.
The fact is that I just didn't think it was justified, everything that he experienced, based on the fact that he's on a bus with Trump doing the misogyny thing. Yeah. I think that's unfortunate.
He did get burned, and we all agreed here that any one of us in the room would have been
trying
to make the guests comfortable and move
Absolutely.
On with your life.
Mr. Trump, you know, and all that crap.
I can't believe the marriage is over because he married within months of me. We're also 20 years married, and we had the same tuxedos at our wedding as he did. I found this out when they showed a picture on Access Hollywood once. So if his marriage and that tuxedo can't work, I'm summarily screwed.
That's true. Yeah, same tuxedos, different size.
Yes. Our brand new Hindenburg line.
David's bridal.
We have miles and miles of fun. Avril Lavigne tops this year's list of the most dangerous celebrities to search for online. That means you're more likely to pick up a virus when you search for her than any other celebrity. It does sound funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For some reason, this year's top 10's all musicians. Check it out. Avril Lavigne, Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, Celine Dion, Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Puff Daddy, they still call him Puff Daddy?
I think
Diddy.
Katy
Perry, and Beyoncé.
Oh, Beyoncé. So I wonder if there would be any danger if you were to Google her sister.
What's her name?
Bonjour.
This is the, if you're keeping track of this show,
please.
I've been quite the fan of Jennifer Lawrence for a long time.
Yes.
This may be the seminal moment where it actually takes a turn southward, okay? Listen to this. Jennifer Lawrence has developed a new habit, freaking out on airplanes. She told Entertainment Weekly, quote, "It's scary not being able to control yourself. I've recently had problems with plane anxiety, and it's really similar. I'm afraid of the airplane. I'm afraid of me on the airplane and losing control of myself. You know, when they hit an air pocket and it feels like you're falling? I did it on a night flight one time. I yelled, 'We're going down. It's coming down.'" She added, quote, I tried to jump out of an Air France flight once. I can't believe I didn't get arrested. I got really claustrophobic and I had to get out. If this woman is on my plane, if she did that to others, and then she's telling it as a funny story on a talk show.
No,
not
big
cool,
deal.
Jennifer.
Yeah, but Mike, don't you think it's hitting a little close to home? Because you, even though you don't act out, you have the same feelings.
I have the same fear, but the last thing in the world I would do was scream, we're going down. I don't even like the word, you know, when you hear the C word and you're sitting there, and I'm not talking about the
cockpit?
Bad one. No, the one C-R-A-S-H. Oh. When you hear that on a plane, like from a little kid, it freaks me out. When people talk to me during takeoff.
Are we going to crash, Mom? I always say yes.
Shut
yes,
up,
sir.
Kid.
Yes, we are.
I hate it.
I had a cocktail.
If you keep trying to hook up your single friends with each other, but they always ignore your suggestions, you're going to love this. There is a new app. There's an app for that. There's a new app to help you find them love, whether they want you or not. Want you to or not. Not you. They don't want you. It's called Matchmaker, and it's by the same people who make the dating app Hinge. And that's the key, because it lets you see all of your Facebook friends who are on Hinge, and then you can pair any two of them up. It's kind of cool, isn't
Pony,
it?
Pony, put your phone down.
Do you see him nervously going? What's he doing right now? He's nervously going to something.
I think he's trying to get laid.
Yeah,
I'm setting a reminder.
And go to Columbia.
He's setting a reminder to get laid.
Now there's a way to opt out. There's a way to opt out of the feature, but they probably won't think to do that until after you've set them up. When you pair two people up, you write them a quick message of why you think they'd be compatible, and then Hinge matches them up, and they can take it from there. If you want in on the action, search for Hinge Matchmaker in the Apple App Store. So
it's a shame I wasn't around when we had Emmy and Adrian interning at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I've never been. Have you guys ever been hooked up that way?
No.
Lot like friends of friends?
No, the only Hinge that I ever dealt with was on the door to the mercantile. That's it. Yeah, back in the day. Back when I'd go to the ether frolic. Back then, so. You know, the last time I was doing shots of Fireball whiskey, it's probably at Jimmy's bar, I was totally thinking to myself, boy, this would taste great with some cream cheese and lox. Not a bakery in Freehold, New Jersey called The Bagel Nook. Welcome to the Bagel Nook.
Bagel Nook.
It just started selling bagels that are made with Fireball whiskey.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
And because of the cinnamon flavor, they say it goes great with their apple cream cheese.
Bagel Nook.
Bagel Nook. Fireball. National exposure. The shop didn't say just how much alcohol is in each bagel, but probably not enough to get you drunk. But, you know, it's like rum cake, I guess.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, yeah, but my bagel's soggy.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat rum cake and feel like, man, like I wish I just had the drink?
I had a piece of rum cake last week, and not a fan of rum cake. But
no?
I like Rob's. What's the booze in your fruitcake?
It's primarily Crown.
Crown Royal.
Yeah.
50-50, right?
Some vanilla extract, too.
And now a little something. A 23-year-old guy named Jordan Judson. It's Jordan. Sounds like a DJ name.
What's his name? Judson. Jordan Judson?
Jordan Judson. He's from Superior, Minnesota, because it's a superior place to grow up. He was arrested last week for drawing in wet cement. Some construction workers were fixing a sidewalk last month, and Jordan drew two things in the cement. His name and male genitalia.
Ooh.
Yeah! What else would anyone draw? A few of the construction workers spotted him, called the cops, since Jordan's name was right there on the sidewalk. It was kind of hard for him to deny that he did it.
Smart boy.
The city decided to totally redo that section of sidewalk. It wound up costing the city $13,000. So now Jordan is facing a felony charge of criminal damage to property. That could get him up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, all for drawing in cement. He won't technically be going to jail. He'll just have to go to the construction office and stand in the corner. Here we go. That's all I got. Okay, anyway. We'll take a break and come back. You got some little soundy sounds?
Fresh sounds?
I got baby guys here. They're cute. They're still green, but they're tart.
I got a sound for Rob Mayer.
There we are.
Thank you very much. Anyway.
Sorry.
Not happy. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this.
Hello, ladies. Look at the car next to you. Now back to me. Now back to the car. Now back to me. Sadly, you can't see me, but you can listen to more of me if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Look up. Look down. Where are you? On a boat. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. Two tickets to the TMOS live show. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds because the live show is sold out. Anything is possible when you
All Right Bonus Show subscriber. Subscribe today through the updated app or website. I'm Dan O'Brien, and nobody understands me. I'm on a horse.
Dan O'Brien.
Another so creepy good. Read.
Mike, did you hear yesterday what Dominique told Dan when he met him?
I heard that briefly. Yeah. He had a little exchange.
He said
he was trying to be football
less
savvy.
Less talk, more
he?
Work.
Yeah.
And walked away.
Dominique's great. That is, I got to get him back in studio. Just to have, we should have a separate show where Dominique just interacts with the interns. It would be
I'd
awesome.
Love that.
Welcome yeah. back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a society that craves the biggest, the best. We love the large, the extra large, the supersized. So be big. Like Joe Del Porto.
Yes!
Ooh.
Be Joe. Big, Mike.
Since the debut of the TMOS podcast, he has spent, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$27,430 on Amazon through our portal.
Wow. Woo! Joe.
That's big Joe Del Woo! Porto. That's 27 large. That's big. Real big. That's Chrissy Metz big. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes.
He's averaging $3,375 annually.
Yeah, that's,
that is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Don't
for
miss
us.
Chrissy yes. Metz on the premiere of This Is Us on NBC.
Oh, that's who she is, yes. Chrissy Metz. That's Chrissy Metz, big.
I had to Google it.
Is her name really Chrissy Metz?
It is, and she's lovely.
You're such a dick.
Be like Joe Del Porto, the Baron of Big. Go big or go home. I dare you to outspend him. Just try.
Just try. Just try. Try. You're going to cry.
It's $3.75 our way annually. Thank wow. you.
Do your shopping at Amazon. Access it via
Mr. Big Shot.
Use the app or go through our website now. Go spend money and spend a lot of it. And
spend
let's open
more.
Up the audio vault for Wednesday, September 20th. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
All right. I am the male, Chrissy Metz. We have here, I finally saw her last night. We joked about her last week. Darcy Lynn is her
yes!
name.
Yes!
The ventriloquist on America's Got Talent.
Oh, I've seen her.
And
yep,
I gave you guys a hard time for watching the show.
Because you thought we were rude.
She's a jaw dropper.
Yeah, right?
And she's 12.
And you would see her in Vegas.
Absolutely. Check this
now,
out.
Now, when you say jaw dropper, we have to just qualify
her
that.
Talent is jaw dropper.
Her talent. She's not. She's a okay. kid. She's
her
not,
jaw
She's not stunning.
Her, well, she's cute. She's a cute 12-year-old yeah, talented
but
young
but
lady.
But when you say jaw dropper, that's like.
The talent is jaw dropping.
You have to qualify it. Otherwise, you're going to get somebody to
Her mouth does
creep.
Not move. She's
Work
got
with a creep.
Yeah, we all do. And his name is Oscar. What? Okay, so she has these two puppets, and she does all three voices. And it's not just doing the voices; it's singing. She doesn't move her mouth. She has comedic timing. She yep. makes the puppets react. Check her singing out. This is really amazing.
That's the act, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, it hit me like a bolt of lightning when I saw her sing to Simon. This is the, you know, if you're just doing the ventriloquism stuff, it's not, it's, you know, okay, you can talk about
no,
that.
Right. Yeah.
But if you have the singing chops, that's her act. That I'm buying a ticket going mm-hmm. to Vegas 100%. To see this kid perform it.
And not
because
just
of that,
sing.
Because of the singing. Incredible.
But the guttural screaming and stuff, like the Joe Cocker stuff that yeah. she can somehow muster up without contorting her body.
And when she hones that, she's what, 12 years old?
Yep.
When she hones that act, she will be, this is a not miss thing. I don't think she can miss. It's really incredible. And when you hear that, it's like you've got, okay, she's got the puppets in her hand, but you're getting a virtuoso singer who's up on that stage. So I think that's great. I'm so
Do
happy.
Do you think, and Mike, I had this thought last night when I was watching on DVR where I was like, could she lose the puppets and just sing?
She could, and that's what's gonna but the puppets are the hook. Now when she gets older, who
yeah.
knows whether she's gonna
right.
still do the little cute thing, but the chops, I think that's a great question, whether she I think she could be a standalone singer,
yeah.
but it's not gonna have the same gravitas because I don't she's
know.
12.
I like the puppets.
The puppets.
I like the puppets too.
That's
America.
That's
like
what
it.
America is saying right now. I like the puppets.
I just don't
well,
think
I'm with them.
The singing talent is what kicks her over the top.
Yes,
and you're going to hear that name,
but
Chrissy Metz.
You believe every hunyak in America is going to call in and vote for
really,
her.
I
want
think
vote
she's
going to
walk. She's going to walk away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I think she really is very.
You think you got troubles in Florida, Mike? Thank God you're not living in Colorado Springs, where Kathy Buddy lives.
Kathy Buddy?
Kathy Buddy.
That's what I call my sister.
Hey, Kathy Really? Buddy.
Kathy Buddy.
There is a serial defecator in her neighborhood.
Oh, is this the jogger?
Yes. Have you seen it?
And it's I have not. I actually did not take
What's
the time.
Great is that the serial pooper does it in the same place every time.
We call her the Mad Pooper of Pine Creek. And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so. They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop?
Every day, same place.
That's the perfect person to that innocent lady yes. describing it.
Are you really taking a poop?
And I love the fact that she's raised children that are so sheltered that then we see someone pooping, they cry.
They cry.
It would have been okay to scream, point, or report, but I don't think you need to cry.
Do you think that lady stares at her owner just like dogs do when
yes.
they go?
Yeah, exactly. Looking, you eyes know, locked, Kathy Buddy.
It always gets back to Beluga with me, but I have to tell you this, that Beluga's new thing with his elderly
He's got the glass
situation.
Eye, right?
He's got the glass eye, but he now he doesn't finish dumping. He just starts to walk away, and inevitably I've got one piece of poop that's like where at the original deportation point, and then it sort of hangs to it. I have to articulate this better.
Multiple
Let me start
ports
again.
Of call.
So he squats to take a dump, and then he dumps a little bit, and then he starts this limping walk away. And the other part falls out of his ass. And so
like
what
forgets.
I got is a dog poo like 4 feet between two pieces.
That's say, this pasta maker
well done,
is broken.
Mike. Thank you.
But
I might
like,
as well.
It's like the Play-Doh
well
pasta maker. It's like yes. the Play-Doh pasta maker. Come
Nasty.
On.
Yes. Well, you know, the thing is Beluga has things to do. Yes. And he can't just hang around. He was off to his next adventure.
This is true.
And it makes cleanup a breeze, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so easy. So, so very easy.
Want to congratulate our president who had his first speech at the United Nations yesterday.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
So if anyone tells you our country's in bad shape, you tell them to screw off.
Did he say it twice with man
extended
a little bit on the second one? That's
Rocket Man. Good. I like and, that. That's good. Oh, exciting news in the world of phones. A possible merger, we'll close with this, between Sprint and T-Mobile. Oscar, game changer.
This is big news. T-Mobile and Sprint are in talks for a possible merger. Yeah. The merger will happen after T-Mobile texts Sprint at 2 a.m. and asks, you up?
That is your magic audio vault. Have a
That's
great
it.
Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.